Everything we do is music.
I wanted to ask you what you expect McLuhan will be doing once he's there next year, or later this year.
There's a friend of mine at Fordham who's on the faculty, and he's writing a booklet called What to Do Until McLuhan Comes. But what he's done, it's kind of incredible and things like that, because he's a very unlikely hero in many ways.
Until writing was invented, man lived in acoustic space. Boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart of this bog.
The wrath of Achilles is my theme, that fatal wrath which, in fulfillment of the will of Zeus, brought the Achaeans so much suffering, and sent gallant souls of many noblemen to Hades, leaving their bodies as carrion for the dogs and passing birds. Let us begin, goddess of song, with the angry parting that took place between Agamemnon, king of men, and the great Achilles, son of Peleus.
Which of the gods was it that made them quarrel?
Environments are invisible. Their ground rules, pervasive structures, and overall patterns elude easy perception.
The discovery of the alphabet will create. Forgetfulness in the learner's soul, because they will not use their memory.
We don't know who discovered water, but we're pretty sure it wasn't the fish.
I believe it. I really believe it.
The goose quill put an end to talk. It abolished mystery. It gave architecture and towns. It brought roads and armies, bureaucracy. It was the basic metaphor with which the cycle of civilization began. The step from the dark into the light of the mind. The hand that filled the parchment page built a city.
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools, epos.
Whence did the wondrous mystic art arise?